from me. The serviceman, he told me that my phone was working fine, and I have come to the conclusion trouble isn't with my line. I'm sure the operator will be glad to put you through, so dial 0 for assistance if this all confuses you. So tell me why.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News. I'm Daria Almanger. The Harris campaign is pushing back at claims made by former President Trump, which have been proven false, that the campaign is using AI in pictures that show the crowds at the vice president's rallies. The Harris campaign says these are the rantings of a man who could get the nuclear codes if he's elected. Jack Campbell is retiring as sheriff of Sangamon County, Illinois, in the wake of the fatal shooting of Sonia Massey in her home after she called 911.
They have released a statement through their attorney, Ben Crump, who basically is calling this a turning point and justice for Sonia Massey, saying, quote, although the pain of her loss is still fresh, Sonia's family is willing to work with the outgoing sheriff for the remainder of his tenure to help heal the community and achieve full justice for Sonia.
ABC's DeMarco Morgan. The Pentagon has announced it's moving a guided missile sub to the Middle East with tensions on the rise in the region. That's something that is usually done top secret. This is ABC News.
Area.
ABC's Gio Benitez. More than a dozen people hurt due to wildfires outside Athens, Greece.
Fanned by strong winds, the fire raging. It's racing through pine forests left tinder dry by repeated heat waves this summer. Fighting back, hundreds of firefighters backed by more than 30 water-dropping planes. Ahead of its advancing path, hospitals and residential suburbs have been evacuated. Fire has sent a blanket of smoke over Athens, darkening the sky. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
2024 Paris Olympics are over, but announcing his retirement today, British diver Tom Daley. Daley is a five-time Olympic medalist who won gold at the Tokyo Games, silver in Paris in the men's synchronized event, and has gained internet fame by knitting while watching fellow divers compete. Daley says it's the right time to step away from the pool. He wants to spend more time with his husband and his children. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse stage.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean. Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN Radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. We put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A fight involving a machete outside a southeast Wisconsin library. Ted Allen has more.
Police say an argument escalated between two people outside the Racine Public Library late Thursday afternoon. One of the combatants cut the neck of the other with the machete. Both the men involved in the fight were hospitalized for non-life-threatening injuries and then arrested. Criminal complaint states that Duncan Bell is charged with recklessly endangering safety, aggravated battery, and disorderly conduct, while the unidentified man that was cut was arrested for possession of illegal narcotics.
The last of the suspects in the death of Devontae Mitchell appeared in court over the weekend. Former bellhop Herbert Williamson is now being held on a $15,000 cash bond. Prosecutors are pushing ahead with charges in the case after they say Williamson and three others held Mitchell down after they kicked him out of the hotel. Examiners say that he died of asphyxia. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Wenikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. And NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. One person suffered serious injuries in a two-vehicle accident in the town of Trempealeau Saturday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, an SUV was traveling eastbound on Highway 54 when it rear-ended a truck slowing down to turn into a driveway. The driver of the SUV had to be extricated from the vehicle. He was airlifted to the hospital with serious injuries. Small business owners in the Durand area are invited to a small business development discussion with the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center from UW-Eau Claire this Wednesday. Representatives from the SBDC will share a bit about who they are, share success stories of clients they've worked with, then open up a forum to answer questions from attendees. The event will start at 6 p.m. Wednesday at Bodie's Masonic Lodge in downtown Durand. Contact the Durand Improvement Group for more information. Public health managers in Eau Claire are getting ready to ask you about your healthy food habits. The county's health department just received a nearly $50,000 grant to study food security in rural northwestern Wisconsin. The hope is to find a way to get more local healthy fruits and vegetables onto people's tables. The health department's Janessa Vandenberg says they will likely start the survey next month and look to have some answers perhaps by the end of the year. First responders in Winona are reminding hikers, be careful when visiting Sugarloaf Park. The fire department was called to the park after a hiker fell on Friday. The hiker suffered multiple injuries after falling from a Sugarloaf rock and was taken to the hospital. It's the second time that someone's been injured after a fall from the park's signature attraction in the last 2 weeks. The Wisconsin DNR expects a better deer herd in northern Wisconsin this year. The Department of Natural Resources released their annual deer forecast last week. Analysts say last winter was mild, and that should help with the number of fawns who made it through the cold months. The DNR said that means there will likely be more young deer in the woods this fall, but the herd should be much better going forward. The DNR report says there are a lot of factors that impact the northern deer herd, but the report didn't say anything about the wolves' impact. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's summertime and the living is speedy. At NTech, we're providing a free back-to-school speed boost to all our existing fiber internet customers this August. Whether you're doing schoolwork or simply streaming your favorite videos, you'll experience faster internet at no extra cost. New customers can be ready for back-to-school season by signing up for fiber internet with NTech. Call us at 715-672-4204 or visit ntech.net today.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
There are charges against a Chippewa County man who deputies say shot a couple of rural Eau Claire County homes. Prosecutors filed the charges last week against Brandon Flannery of Bloomer. The sheriff's department said he randomly fired shots back on July 14th on Long Town Hall Road, just west of Eau Claire. His bullets hit two homes in the area. The sheriff's department said he later admitted he was driving drunk, firing his gun. Dunn County's Humane Society is looking for foster families in forever homes. The shelter in Menominee says they have 80 cats and around 25 dogs that are looking for adoption right now. The Humane Society's Harvey Weidman said a lot of people are looking for pets and he wants them to come to the shelter first. He says many shelters are struggling with too many animals right now. You can find out more about the pets that are available or find out how you can become a foster family by visiting the Dunn County Humane Society's website. There's a new president for the Wisconsin Technical College System, and that is Layla Merrifield, who has been a fiscal analyst for the Wisconsin Legislative Fiscal Bureau and has also worked as a policy advisor for the tech colleges. She has recently been hired as president. Her new role includes overseeing the state's 16 technical colleges. Merrifield also serves as executive director of the Wisconsin Technical College District Board Association, which represents the trustees of the various technical college boards. Merrifield will start her new position September 9th. The sudden closure of a Southeast Minnesota daycare center had led upset parents to complain to City Hall. The Little Gnome Daycare Facility in Spring Grove announced on Saturday it was closing immediately due to financial problems. Parents then complained about the closure on social media, saying owners should have notified them sooner so they could make other arrangements. Some parents also then began calling city officials to complain about the closure. That led to the city clerk to issue a statement on social media asking residents to stop calling City Hall. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe There's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, and your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The cost of all-you-can-drink milk at the Minnesota State Fair will go up this year. Midwest Dairy began offering all-you-can-drink milk at the fair in 1955, charging 10 cents for the first cup and allowing unlimited refills. The dairy will now charge $3 this year, an increase of $1 over last year. The dairy says an increase in labor costs led to the price hike. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikens.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the DQ $7 bacon cheeseburger meal deal. Not just a cheeseburger, a bacon cheeseburger. Plus fries, drink, and a sundae. All full-sized, all for $7. Because everything's better with bacon. Everything's also better with a side of fries, a refreshing drink, and a sundae to finish. Yum. The $7 bacon cheeseburger meal deal. Now for a limited time on the $7 meal deal lineup. DQ. Happy tastes good.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands, like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, save up to $30 when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. We put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Good things come to an end for the crew. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start at American Family Field in Milwaukee, where the Red Hot Brewers got cooled off by the visiting Cincinnati Reds on Sunday.
Stevenson hammers one high and deep to right field. Frelick is back at the wall, looks up, it's gone. Tyler Stevenson breaks the 2-2 tie with a solo opposite field blast. It is 3-2 Reds.
Milwaukee's five-game winning streak comes to an end. The final score, Cincinnati 4, Milwaukee 3. D.L. Hall returned for the Brewers. He only went 4 2/3 innings, giving up 3 earned runs, but he still struck out 9 in his first game since April. The Brewers now have to deal with the Western Division leading Los Angeles Dodgers for the next 4 games at American Family Field starting tonight. Your Game 1 starters, Freddie Peralta and Clayton Kershaw. Game time is set for 7:10. Milwaukee enters play this week with a 7.5 game lead in the NL Central over second place St. Louis. From the Midwest League, the Timber Rattlers win at Quad Cities 3-1. Beloit falls at West Michigan 4-1. To football, Saturday in Cleveland, it was a quick out for Jordan Love.
So the ones with Green Bay getting some run today. Looking deep downfield, and he's got it. Dontavian Wicks is going to get into the end zone for a touchdown.
One series, three plays, and Jordan Love's night was over. But did he still want to play?
No, I liked it. I mean, that was the goal we wanted, was to go out there, get our series, and put up points. And so I was happy with the way it went out.
Coach Matt LaFleur agrees.
I said, hey, if we go down and score in three plays, you guys are done. So, I mean, ultimately, we just wanted them to get at their feet wet a little bit and knock some rust off, and I think it's always good just not only to obviously go out there and play, but just the preparation that it takes to get ready mentally.
The final score, for what it's worth, 23-10. The Packers get the win. Game 2 of the preseason is Sunday night at Denver. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense.
Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
A controversial finish sends Dylan to the playoffs. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Austin Dillon took the lead for the final time on the final lap of last night's Cookout 400 at the Richmond Raceway in Virginia after spinning then leader Joey Logano in the final corner of the race. The win was the first of the season for Dillon and his number three Richard Childress Racing team, advancing them into the 16-driver playoff field.
Coming to the last corner, I just had to go for it. You know, it was our opportunity. You don't get many of those. And, you know, that's what our partners and my family and RCR wants us to do, is try and go get a win. So I just had to go send it.
Logano finished 19th, while Denny Hamlin finished 5th, after also being tagged by Dylan coming to the checkered flag. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
You'd be bored if you ate the same thing day after day. Your chickens might feel the same way. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Offer the birds some garden scraps for a healthy treat as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Chickens thrive on high-quality commercial feed, but they also like treats from time to time. Take melon rinds out to the hens and they'll run over and peck at them like they're candy. Joe Hess is a retired extension poultry specialist at Auburn University. He says offering garden scraps is a good way to cut down on waste and give chickens some variety in their diet.
I would stick mostly with vegetable matter.
out of the garden, but also table scraps as well. It's more of a problem if you feed them leftover meat scraps and things like that. But most of the garden scraps and plant material is safe to feed.
Never feed chickens spoiled or moldy food. The scraps can be raw or cooked, but the chickens probably prefer raw. Your birds will happily gobble up all kinds of fruits and vegetables, including berries, apples, and greens, as well as bread and rice. Hess says you do have to be mindful of feeding strong-tasting foods. For example, if the birds eat too much garlic or onions, their eggs could pick up those flavors. All garden scraps should be given in moderation as a treat. Hess says this is important in order to keep the chickens' diet in balance.
There is an issue with that, and being a poultry nutritionist, that's one of the first things I think about. We spend a lot of time formulating feeds so they're perfectly balanced with the right amount of protein, the right amount of minerals, vitamins, and those sorts of things. And it is possible to feed too much of the scraps so that they don't eat enough of the commercial feed that is well balanced.
If you allow the birds to roam around, spread the scraps in a weedy spot in the garden, and they'll scratch up the weeds for you. Learn more about feeding treats to your chickens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school with the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate, because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, save up to $30 extra when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Fall's coming. You have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve, so this fall make a plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
73 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange today, milk markets have double-digit gains in many of the contracts due to the WASD report indicating lower milk production expected for the rest of this year and next year. That's also led to a big jump in cheese prices, so Class 3 futures moving higher. September milk up 46 to 21.14, October up 43 to 21.59, November up 31 to 21.03, December milk up 18 at 20 even. Cheese markets higher, barrels up 8.5 to 209, 40-pound blocks up 4.25 to 2 even. Two trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 4.25 to 314. 17 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 1.5 to 120. 1.5, no trades. Dry waste steady at 56.25 and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower today as the trade is not really doing too much in the cattle and feeder cattle markets. While external pressure continues to loom, especially on the demand side, the WASD report, though, was viewed as supportive as beef production was raised by 81 million pounds, as production of fed steers and heifers is anticipated to be stronger. Boxed beef prices were also higher, but not enough really to support cattle today. Hog markets higher in the nearby months as midday pork cutout values are moving up mostly higher. Now, Monday's WASD report was mixed for both pork and the hog markets. Pork production was decreased by 91 million pounds as processing speeds are expected to be reduced in the third quarter and dressed weights are expected to be lighter as well. August live cattle down 65 cents to 183.60. October down 80 cents to 180.35. December down 45 cents to 179.15. August feeder cattle down 215 to 244.35. September down $1.52 to 240.07. October down $1.65 to 238.12. August hogs up 7 cents to 89.87. October up 37 cents to 74.35. December down 7 at 66.22. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets now are turning mostly higher after the WASDE report was released. Well, the corn outlook is for a larger supply, lower domestic use. Greater exports and smaller ending stocks now are helping to support some of the corn markets. Higher corn exports are offset by reduction in corn used in glucose, dextrose, and starch. But again, some of those exports and smaller ending stocks in that WASDE report now supporting U.S. corn prices today. Soybeans, meanwhile, have higher production, exports, and ending stocks. According to the WASDE report, the production is forecast at 4.6 billion bushels, up 154 million bushels on higher acreage and also higher yield, and that's pressuring the markets. Meanwhile, wheat markets, they continue to move mostly lower, even though the outlook was for lower supplies and slightly higher domestic use in the WASDE report. Supplies were reduced on lower production, down 26 million bushels to 1,982 million bushels. September corn up 5 1/4 to 382. December up 5 1/4 to 4 1/4. March up 4 3/4 to 4.17 1/4. New crop 25 up 2.5 to 4.43. August beans down 6 to 10.22. September down 23.5 to 9.65 1/4. November down 22 to 9.80 1/2. New crop 25 down 13.5 to 10.32 3/4. August soybean meal down 6.30 to 3.20. August soybean oil, though, up 15 cents to 42.89. Chicago wheat, September down 5 1/4 to 5.37 1/4. December down 3.5 to 5.62 1/4. Minneapolis wheat higher, September up 1.5 to 5.91 1/4, while December up 2 1/4 to 6.10 3/4. Energy markets today, September crude oil up 2.11 to 78.95. October up $1.91 to 77.52. September gas up 3 cents to 2.42. October up 4 cents to 223. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. A farm bill will get done eventually, but the question is, when? We'll talk about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Farm bill prospects in 2024 are dim at best. Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, says there will be a farm bill at some point, but the question is when?
It's hard to find another way to keep saying, I have no idea at this point. Really, I'm only half joking. I mean, the fact is that we already knew when we had to roll into this year, when things didn't get done on time last year, that this election year was going to be tough in the best of times. And I wouldn't even call this the best of times. And we know already that that's really the big dilemma right now. So We are pushing, continuing to push to make sure that we get a farm bill done, hopefully at the end of the year.
He says it's important for farmers to talk face-to-face with their elected officials during the August recess.
That's where the message and the push has to be right now. So part of the messaging, really, and hearing from growers and ranchers is they need to let their leaders in the House and the Senate this August make them understand why they need that certainty. Certainly, we need to see an extension before that expires. But really, for the good of everyone, we need that certainty of having a farm bill and hopefully the right farm bill done by the end of the year.
Despite deep partisan divides in Washington, D.C., Luru says there's still a reason for hope when it comes to the farm bill.
For farm organizations and ag groups in general, we still understand the need for bipartisanship, the need for working together and finding common ground. And so even as we're looking at some of those differences in a farm bill, I think a lot of us see the real possibility of finding compromise, whether we're talking about the House committee passed bill versus the ideas that Chairman Stabenow in the Senate is pushing forward. Part of the frustration, quite frankly, is we see a game plan for getting something through there. If there's the will by the members of Congress to get it done, I think we still can.
National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. UW-Platteville has awarded faculty research fellowships to enhance dairy-related research through the Dairy Innovation Hub. The fellowships, aimed at addressing critical challenges in the dairy industry, will support projects focused on land and water stewardship, human health, animal welfare, and farm business growth. Funded by a $7.8 million investment, the Dairy Innovation Hub is a collaborative effort between UW-Madison, UW-Platteville, and UW-River Falls to sustain Wisconsin's dairy industry. Since its inception in 2019, the hub has funded over 230 projects. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's calling on the Surface Transportation Board to review existing exemptions of certain commodities like paper and forest products, manufactured goods and food products, and act to ensure companies that ship these goods have an avenue to address harmful service and pricing issues. The exemptions prohibit rail shippers from seeking recourse at the STB. Revoking the exemptions would also provide greater access to a newly finalized rule that will begin to address unreliable rail service and high cost of rail shipping for Wisconsin businesses and farmers by increasing competition in the freight rail industry. In a letter to the STB, Senator Baldwin asked the board to revisit their decades-old exemptions on these critical commodities that were put in place before the rail industry consolidated, reducing competition, raising costs, and hurting made-in-Wisconsin businesses. USDA data shows corn sales jumped week to week, while wheat sales were narrowly lower. Corn sales in the 7 days ending August 1st were reported at 485,000 metric tons. USDA says that's up from 168,000 metric tons the week before and is a 32% increase from the prior four-week average. Mexico was the big buyer at 309,000 metric tons. Sales for the upcoming marketing year that starts September 1st totaled 249,000 metric tons. Soybean sales hit 325,000 metric tons, 2% higher than the previous week and 66% from average. China was the top buyer at 134,000 metric tons. Now, sales for the next marketing year totaled 985,000 tons. Wheat sales, though, fell 4% weekly to 274,000 metric tons. That's down 23% from the average total for this time this year. Taiwan was the top wheat buyer. Healthcare costs are a significant burden for farmers and small businesses. A Penn State University Extension webinar is aimed at helping participants better understand the available options. The webinar, titled Smart Choice, Smart Use Health Insurance, Options for Farmers and Small Businesses, will take place from noon to 1:30 on September 5th. The session's designed for farmers and small business owners, those with fewer than 50 employees who are interested in learning about available insurance options. The webinar will cover health insurance options as they relate to farmers and small businesses, items to consider when selecting health insurance, and sources for more information on health insurance options. For more information, visit extension.psu.edu. Lance Honig, chair of USDA's Ag Statistics Board, says there seems to be some confusion about a heads-up the USDA gave to commodity traders. The agency issued a notice reminding them acreage updates for corn and beans could come in the August reports that are due out today. Some traders took that to mean changes are coming, but Honig says that's not necessarily the case. He says the heads up was just intended to be a process reminder. It's the same process we've been using for years, he noted. It's just coming earlier as the processing improvements at FSA's reporting has made the planting data more complete quicker than in the past. The chair of the USDA Ag Statistics Board says while the FSA data is highly valuable for planted acreage numbers, it is of very limited value for harvested acreage at this point in the season. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
The quiet weather continues to start out the week in our ag weather forecast. It will remain dry at least through Tuesday. But then Wednesday night and into Thursday morning, we have rain on the way. Winds will be light, but pick up Wednesday and become southerly as well. Higher humidity also returns, but there's really no big changes expected over the next week. Expect temperatures to run right near normal. Sunshine throughout the day today, high 77 to 82, relative humidities at 45% to 50%. We'll have a light wind, 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear fog light, lows 54 to 59, relative humidities at 95% to 100%, and a light wind. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with the fog early and high 78 to 83, relative humidities at 45% to 50% and a light wind. We'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. Wednesday, becoming partly sunny, a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, highs 80 to 85. For Thursday, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, highs 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. For Saturday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80. Sunday, mostly sunny, we'll have highs 75 to 80.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Years old, couple cane poles sitting down by the creek. Lines in the water, watching those bobbers, seeing that red sun sink. Mama's on the porch yelling, supper's hot. Y'all come and get it. We yelled 5 more minutes. At 16, it was 12:03, standing at her front door. Katie's dad said midnight, but we needed just a little more. Yellow light flipping on and off, interrupting that goodnight kissing. We wanted 5 more minutes. Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times. Oh, but they just keep on.
50-yard line. Just the coach and me after we lost 8-10-9. And I cried, man, next time to get in here, I'll have to buy a ticket. Can't you give me 5 more minutes? Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times. Oh, but they just keep on flying right on by like it ain't nothing. I wish I had me a pause button. Moments like those, Lord knows I'd hit it and give myself 5 more minutes. In 86, my grandpa said, there's angels in the room. All the family gathered round, knew the time was coming soon. With so much left to say, I prayed, Lord, I ain't finished. Just give us 5 more minutes. Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times. Oh, but they just keep on flying right on by like it ain't nothing. I wish I had me a pause button. Moments like those, Lord knows I'd hit it. Yeah, sometimes this old life will leave you wishing that you had 5 more.
It's to see if I'm all right since you've been gone. 'Cause I know you and I know why we're talking. You're wanting me to say I'm barely hanging on. Well, maybe that was true for a night or two, but now I've got better things. My time, right?
locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. Yes, it did. I think about the years I spent just passing through. Trying to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
Broken heart. Well, I thought all home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I rode around long enough with my windows down. Let that breeze roll in, carry your perfume out. I took your number and messages off my phone. Oh, but you ain't gone. Wish I could close my eyes and not have to see you smiling. Yeah, yeah, can't get you out of my head. You're dancing all around it. Girl, you got me surrounded. Yeah, yeah, can't get off of these walls, I got you out of my bed. But girl, I'm no better off. Can't get you out of my head. Seems like your memory has got a map of my mind. No matter where I go, you find me every time. Alone or in a crowd, I hear you whispering, baby. And it's driving me crazy. You're dancing all around it. Girl, you got me surrounded. Yeah, yeah, can't get you out of my head. I got you off of these walls. I got you out of my bed. Girl, I'm no better off. Can't get you out of my head. These balls I got.